This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Barber hammers one high and deep to right. He's now been on base 46 consecutive games. And if Kyle Schwarber ever wears a Cleveland Guardians uniform, he'll be headed to Cooperstown. This guy just destroys Cleveland. Whether he's with the Cubs, Boston, Philly. Sign this guy as a free agent. Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious, 46 game on base streak. Schwarber's up to 14 home runs.
Turn the lights on a little bit.
I know. Now I'm shining in here. You turn the light. You're just upset because people can't see you on YouTube. It's all right.
Kyle was telling me they're killing me on YouTube. That's fine.
They well, now kill they'll me. Kill me. They'll say I'm shining.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So that's the call last night on the Cleveland Guardians radio network of one of the Schwarber home runs. Did you hear what he said there? And people like Kyle are okay with this. He's saying
people like Kyle.
If the Guardians sign him, Cooperstown, like other
I'm
teams.
I'm worried about the Guardians.
Well, I'm not worried
him.
About them in particular. I'm just mean
somebody going to pay him.
Somebody's going to pay that man.
Or
overpay him. Well, or we'd have to pay extra.
I don't care if we overpay.
I would feel some kind of way.
Sign him now.
If I was having a hell of a season, y'all made me wait till the end of the year.
Boo-hoo. Go earn the contract, buddy.
Well, if it was you, we might
Boo-hoo.
Have to keep you motivated. That's
Boo-hoo.
Different. Schwarber, I believe, will be all right. All right, Hugh, let's add this to the mix.
What's that?
I just saw this article. Our friend Todd Zalecki, MLB.com. How about this?
Todd.
Headline, Harper hopes Schwarber stays as a Philly. Some quotes here from Bryce about not wanting to let Kyle Schwarber get to free agency. Here's what he said. Quote, I was talking to someone the other day, Harper told MLB.com, and I was like, man, it would be weird not to have Schwarber in our clubhouse. He's such a good leader. He's such a good person in the community. Great family, great person. I think he's a guy that obviously our team can build around. Obviously, he's going to make a lot of money as a free agent. He's going to be a very hot commodity on the market. He's the guy that hit homers. He's a great clubhouse guy and leader. I hope he doesn't get to free agency.
Unquantifiable, intangible.
He's a guy that we could use for the next few years. He went on. How about this? Here's the quote. I don't want to see him go anywhere else, Harper said. And that's not me saying anything to ownership or Dave. Obviously, they want
well,
to.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. And I think he wants to be here. I think he likes community. He likes where he lives. But also, you know, it's nice to be wanted. I don't know if he's going to get there to free agency. Like I said, I hope he doesn't. But if he does, he's going to have a lot of teams lined up for his services because he's dang good. Harper gets it. Sign mm-hmm. him now.
The Pander-in-Chief himself
right.
has
well,
spoken.
Time to get his buddy paid. Get another guy paid.
I mean, look, Harper can also put pressure on them during the offseason to get him re-signed. He did it with JT Realmuto, did it with Trey Turner. Harper can get him signed. Like, that adds to, if he does make it to free agency, then you know Harper's going to be starting to push even harder to get him back here.
Yeah, I just feel like we're risking it for—and I understand there's a positive net gain in this, and that maybe his contract year he goes crazy because he's pushed for a contract. Yeah. I just view it as it's more important to get him signed up than anything else. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Kyle Schwarber? Do the Phillies have to get him re-signed right now? Or would you be okay playing the year out and hoping the contract year thing continues here? We have our Twitter poll up. Do the Phillies need to extend Schwarber right now? Of course, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you, learn about, and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 85% yes. Re-sign Schwarber now. Also, Eagles Cowboys week one. We got that news this morning. That's going to be the season opening game. Like it, don't like it. 67% like it. I do not like it. It's there's no buzz to this game.
It's a terrible game.
There's no buzz. I mean, it's just the Eagles are a 6.5, 7-point favorite in week one. What's the buzz all summer? Brian Schottenheimer? We had Brian Schottenheimer's brother or cousin call in 10 minutes ago yell
Andy,
at you.
Andy. You know what I just thought about? I mean, it's too early, but they better win that game.
The Eagles?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's a must win.
You know what? Because if they don't, I could just see Andy calling in.
I'm not worried about Andy. Trash. I'm worried about the team.
I am, because he
he is.
Andy gonna call
Andy
in.
Can be rent free in his head up until the game.
But I tell you,
are you living with Andy in your head all summer?
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
But listen, let me tell you what I know that's gonna happen, because Andy seems like he's that level of petty. Because that was kind of petty. I respect that.
And he was a steamroller.
He didn't care.
Homer Hugh. Yep.
If they win, he probably gonna call about 3-4 days in a row.
On top of that, Hugh. On top of you eating some crow. If you look at the Eagles' opponents, like all the opponents, we don't know the whole order yet, right? I would say the Cowboys at home is probably one of their 3 or 4 easiest games.
Yeah.
If they lose that game, that's a problem.
I'm already looking forward to the show that week where we say, is it a must-win?
It is a must-win.
Well, it has to be.
I would say it
got some must-win because it's Dallas. And plus, I don't want to hear Andy's mouth.
Must win.
It's a must win for you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Andy's mouth.
Are you afraid of Andy?
I'm not afraid of him, but Andy's a little bit of a trash talker. He was a trash talker. He tried to be a steamroller, so I can definitely see him.
How do you think people would react if I put up a poll right now? This week one versus Dallas, a must win.
Put it up. I need to see the results. It's one clearly.
Oh, well, you're going to get ratioed. Because you know people are.
That's the point.
Why are you doing it now?
Come take the bait, idiots.
Because we're having a conversation about it.
Yeah. It's a must win. Or is it a can't lose? I mean, those are the two possibilities there. All right, Gary in White Hall's up. Hey, Gary.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, buddy? How you been?
Nothing. It's been a cup of coffee there, Joe. How you doing, all right?
I've been well, yeah. So what do you got for us, Sid? What are you thinking?
All right, first things first. Dallas sucks. It don't matter when they play them. It could have been a nice, better, more competent opponent.
That's exciting opening season, opening game.
Yeah, there's not buzz to this Cowboys team.
But to throw it in their face, putting up the second banner, cry Jerry. And then we get to hear Emmitt Smith going, oh, I'm tired of hearing about Go Birds. Well, good. Maybe you're getting a lot more.
Well, that's true. Gary, if there is a silver lining, it's that when they put the banner up, we could see Jerry in the luxury suite there, and he's squirming.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do like that.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, but, you know, in a sense, too, it's going to take some time for them to get going, and maybe it would be beneficial that we get them early before they figure out what he got to do, even though Schottenheimer is just a name. His dad never won anything, so, but you know, let's get on to the bigger, better things.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with both of you. You got to sign Schwarber now, and I don't care whose feelings get hurt that they don't get re-signed. He's the most productive guy in that lineup right now, and you have to keep him. If it wasn't for him right now, they'd be there with the Nationals, quite frankly, because, this lineup, I mean, Dombrowski really did us wrong. I mean, it's not looking very good. You got a 7-year contract extension to a guy who's, what did he have, maybe right around a 6 ERA? It's not looking very good, not looking very promising in the future. It's starting to warm up, so he can't use the cold weather excuse anymore. So
yeah, he went a little backwards on Friday because he was good his two starts before that, the Chicago game, and then last weekend at home. But yeah, I thought Nola on Friday was pretty hittable. I mean, he wasn't terrible, but yeah, you're right. His ERA is about 5 this season. It's not very good with Nola. Yeah,
right. And the bullpen is not good. I mean, they're starting to come around, and you know, it takes time. I understand that, and then it all depends on Topper how he uses that. If he uses the bullpen properly, and that's another thing. But and the Harper thing, I'm not worried about Harper. He'll come out of it. I think there's something going on. And you know, if you're going to give him a break, give him a break and give him the day off. Totally, let him sit on the bench. Don't let him DH. I don't need to see Schwarber out in left field. Keep him right where he's at and be set with it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Harper either, Gary. I mean, Gary, we appreciate the phone call. He hit the home run. Was it Saturday night? He hit the ball late in the game when they were winning, and Ranger pitched really well Saturday. Hugh, but it, I mean, the reality is it's May, what is today? May 12th today? And Bryce Harper is hitting 237 still with a 782 OPS. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, even with the home run Saturday, it's still a very slow start for Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but hopefully he turns the corner soon. And it kind of looked like that before this weekend that he was on the pace to do that. So hopefully that is the case.
It is pretty wild, like the importance of Schwarber. When you just look at last night's game, you look at the stats for the team. I think he's the only guy in the lineup last night that has an OPS even of 800. And 800's good, but not great. I mean, Schwarber's at 997. You look at the other guys, Stott's 721, Turner 765, Harper 782, Castellanos 739, Kepler 731. I mean, there's no pop. I mean, the only pop they get is Schwarber. Now, if you take away his home runs, I wonder where, like, if you take away his home runs compared to the other leaders on other teams, I bet the Phillies
would suffer tremendously.
Alec Boehm's got us.
Yeah. One home run this year. At a minor league park on...
being funny.
It's about a thing.
Is it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Probably not. Black Gritty's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
So, turn them lights back down, man. Joe Giglio, you look like when a light bulb explodes, you know, when it pop off, and the flare, when the light was low, you was cool. Now you look like a blown-out bulb, man. Turn them lights back low.
I actually liked it when it was darker in here. I wasn't as shiny.
Yeah, when it was darker, you couldn't see me.
You know, we need to have different lights over Hugh versus me.
You got the gray outline on the whiskers.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness.
Darkness. Brother, darkness. Just turn the lights back on. I mean, the glare is killing me, brother. As a matter of fact, keep it on. I mean, turn my lights out of my house. I can get some free light out here. Schwarber. You know what? I'm actually with Kyle. I don't like being with Kyle lately. Kyle been on. I don't know what's up with Kyle lately, but Kyle been going, but I'm with him today.
You know what? Shut up.
You know why you don't pay him? You don't pay him because I don't want to mess with the juju, okay? I don't want to mess with the vibes. I don't want to put money in front of his face and have him stop hitting out here. You know what I mean? And Bryce out here advocating for people. I'm done with Bryce. Thank you for choosing me, Bryce. But I'm done with you advocating for your buddies. Bryce ain't got no more pull to sign nobody and get nobody no more money around here. He got me Trey Turner. Now I look where I'm at because I let Bryce out here advocate for somebody. So let the dude ride and put up his historic numbers. Because you know what? If I'm Schwarble, I'm not taking what you're giving me anyway. So if right now I'm on such a heater, you could come to me with a supermodel and a paycheck, and I'm looking like, you know, I could probably get like four of them things. You know what I'm saying? I could probably get like four models, four checks. Like, I might as well wait. He is on such a heater, he probably don't even want to negotiate with nobody right now. He's like, look, the whole world's my oyster, and I'm coming to get it. Now, on to the whole, yeah, I ain't got no buzz. I ain't getting no buzz. Well, I don't know. Hugh Douglas is over there, rocking robot with somebody 30 seconds ago. And he got a whole lot of buzz, got juiced up, forehead started moist and get sweaty. Like, he was upset real quick. That's the juice in the buzz. First of all, it's banner night. The ring ceremony comes, the players all hyped. They watching highlights.
Yeah, that was got to watch that.
Feelings. Yep, yeah. And y'all got to watch that. But the players got to watch it, too, because you all your feelings. Remember how we won last Super Bowl, came out, got booed at halftime, okay? So it's a rough going because everybody's excited. We got to settle down. So So come out here and get this Georgia W against the Dallas Cowboys. Number one, the ratings are going to be the highest they've ever been because people hate Dallas. And they kind of hate us, too, so everybody really going to be watching. If we were just playing the Rams, Rams ain't got no fan base, okay? A lot of people going to check out the first game. They're going to tune out. But everybody in the world gets to watch us hang our banner. They get to watch us dog walk. Then they get to watch Jerry cry. And that's only healthy 3 weeks out of the season now. So you got to get them early so I don't have to hear, well, if Dak would have played, we would have beat y'all. Nah, yeah. Sucker, shut up and take
right
the butt whooping 55 to nothing. I don't care what you say. As mad as you got, when it comes around to Dallas weekend and you put up your little punk, little skewed, what are those things called, poles? It's going to be rocking and rolling, and I'm excited about it. I don't know what y'all talk about. Yeah, watch yourself right out now, there, Hugh. Blood pressure up high in May, brother. Blood pressure got high. I talk to y'all.
You got it, Black Gritty. We appreciate it.
It was just
Andy got under your skin.
Well, he tried to change the conversation. That's what kind of
yeah, got
like he like we run the buttons on this.
Yeah,
side
he tried to get the last word in on
he
it.
Tried, yeah. He can't get the last word because I do radio. Mm-hmm. He tried to get the last word.
Yeah, we can hang up when we want to hang up. That's the bottom line. But yeah, he could call back and he could yell at you again if he wants to. All right, one thing.
He probably will.
He will. Yeah, and I can't believe you were afraid of losing to the Cowboys because of our caller Andy.
Because
that's what happened here.
You know what? When you have that level of petty. You know, you get the, like, pay people like that, you tend to hear it from
them. He's got personal reasons for everything.
He does. It's about him.
Mom, week one.
It wasn't. No, I'm just saying.
That's where the buzz
I just saw. I just saw the fact that, you know, I thought that would have been a better game.
It would have been.
Not shooting for Jaden Daniels' mom, though, but she probably do need some companionship.
Yeah, about to say
that. Her son living life.
You can't fool me, man.
Actually, you could take one for the team. You meet
take
up with
one
Jayden.
For the team.
Well, you meet up with Jay Daniels' mom. Jaden is unsupervised. He gets into trouble, and
he's unsupervised.
And then we don't have to worry
Who's
about it.
Who's gonna supervise me?
I don't know. I just don't want him to play as well. All right. So Black Gritty did say something that is interesting about doing the Cowboys Eagles Week One.
What
did
he say?
So he mentioned that Dak gets banged up a lot, right?
And so you want to catch him early.
Well, he's talking about the excuses. Like, if Dak didn't play later in the season, then Cowboys fans make excuses and say, well, if we had Dak. You know, since Jalen became the Eagles starter, Eagles-Cowboys, there's been 9 Eagles-Cowboys games. Do you know how many times it's actually been Dak versus Jalen out of the 9?
3.
This is going to be 4, right?
It's 3. This will be 4. It happened in 2021, early in the season. I think it happened twice in 2023, and that's it. They've only faced off 3 times.
So they're trying to get Dak early.
Well, I think for television, they want to make sure that's the matchup. Yeah, otherwise late in the season. Well, also, I mean, Jalen could be banged up, but Dakota's been banged up a lot. I just wanted a game with some more buzz. We could have played the Cowboys in Week 5, Week 9, Week 11, and it would have been fun, and it would have been a win.
The Detroit game should have been a one at the beginning of the season. That should have been the one, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. I think it should have been the one.
I wonder if now we're going to get that late in the season, and they're going to bill it as like a potential number one overall
Sunday
seed.
Sunday night, Monday night?
Yep, one of those kind of games. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, good morning.
Listen, I would rather have seen the Giants, at least Abdul Carter, you know, hometown guy going against the Eagles, week one guy, than the freaking Cowboys. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you can't put Russell Wilson on to start the season. I mean, you're trying to get people to watch television. No one's watching Russell.
I'm saying that tongue in cheek.
I know.
I'd rather see the Minnesota Vikings, the Rams, anybody over to Dallas. It's like a slap in the face to me, Hugh, to the Eagles in Dallas Week One. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's not exciting.
It's not.
It's not.
Rob, if they were good, like, you know, some years in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've been good. If they were projected to be good and a real contender in the division, then it would be different. But I don't know. Other than our caller Andy and Kyle and Hugh being scared of the Cowboys, no one cares about them right now.
Dude, you're scared of Cowboys, Hugh?
Yeah, he's scared of Andy.
I'm not afraid. See, now this has evolved into something else. Now it's just Andy petty. I don't feel like hearing Andy's petty mouth.
Yeah, so it's about
Andy's going. I got a feeling going to hear from Andy.
Of course, yeah. Well, we could call him out when the Eagles win the game by 10 points. Go ahead, Rob.
And two quick other things: the Sixers will win the lottery tonight, so Cooper Flagg will be a Sixer.
Good luck with that. That's not going to happen.
He's coming.
What do you mean
he's
it's not going to happen?
They're not winning.
Think positive.
Okay, we win the lottery. Then what? We're going to damage Cooper Flagg's career?
No, if they get Cooper Flagg, we are rolling.
Who's still here? What's his name? Daryl.
Yeah, who cares about Daryl Morey?
You don't, okay.
If they have Cooper Flagg and Jared McCain and Tyrese Maxey, we have a base of players. Let's go. We're back.
Joe, they're going to win it before the stinking Flyers win the title. So that's all I know. So Cooper
I wouldn't bet on either anytime soon, but maybe you're right.
Yeah, well, it's like the latter two evils.
Yeah, right.
You got to take one. But, I mean, and the thing real fast on the Phils guy.
Yep.
On the Phils. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Joe, I still got to admit, Joe, I want Schwarber here, but I wouldn't go 5 years. I'd even be worried about four. I really would. I mean, if they could give him a higher yearly salary and make it like a three-year, $100 million deal, I would do something like that. But, I mean, would you go four or five? Would you still be worried going four or five?
A little bit. I mean, I'm generally worried about the age of the team as we move forward anyway. Rob, we appreciate the call. I'm just going to let you guys know, though, if we're only willing to go 3 years, we might as well say goodbye to Kyle Schwarber. So, Hugh, that's not enough.
No, that's not going to happen. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to at least be six. 6 years.
Well, I think it could be five. It depends on how much money. I just think if it gets to free agency, someone is going to get the biggest dollar, and then they might spread it out over 6 or 7 years. However a team wants to do it. But he's never gotten a huge contract. And I know you might say, Joe, he got $79 million from the Phillies. But
you're talking like a light. Well, that's life-changing money, but like a banger. He ain't got a banger.
Never got a banger. I mean, Trey Turner got a banger. Bryce Harper got a banger. Aaron Judge got a banger. I mean, he's never got one of those contracts. This is his offseason to do it. And we're talking about a hitter right now that looks like one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. Those guys don't take three-year deals. I don't care how old they are. If you're a top 10 hitter in baseball, you get more than 3 years. So we got to deal with that. Otherwise, we're going to lose the guy. Cowboy Jim, we got to do this now. Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Jim?
First of all, Andy, drinks are on me anytime. Yeah. You want to hang out? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. What are you talking about with the Cowboys not being a threat now with Perkins on the team? Last year when they played the Steelers, you were like, oh, well,
isn't
Perkins
Pickens?
Is out.
It's Pickens.
He said Perkins.
Perkins, they said they serve pancakes at Perkins, Jim.
I've been away for 2 weeks, so give me a break.
It's so, George Pickens.
We didn't even notice you were gone.
Yeah, it was actually nice.
Yeah. Sure. I have a question for you after this. Anyway, okay. Listen. With him on the team, when he didn't play for the Steelers, you were like, okay, well, the Steelers don't have a threat. There was no chance for the Steelers. Now he's on the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb, and you're telling me that this should be no problem? Oh, it shouldn't be a – oh,
you think George Pickens is moving the needle?
You said it last year against the Steelers. You said that. You said it when they did. When he didn't play against the Eagles, you were like, "Oh, well, that's it. There's no."
Well,
there's
because
no
he was the only guy they had. Nothing. It didn't mean he's great.
Now he's compared. Now he's with CeeDee Lamb, and the offensive line is better. Defense is better. And you're telling me like, "Oh, they shouldn't be playing them."
The coach is a bozo.
If you were playing the Lions now, who are healthy, yeah, you'd get your butt kicked, which you should have gotten if they had played last year, but you didn't.
Well, I would have rather played the Lions. That would have been a fun game. There would have been buzz around that game.
Anyway, and like I said a few months back, you would have taken Schottenheimer over Sirianni when they were hiring. You would have
Nobody wanted to hire Brian Schottenheimer. Nobody.
And Hugh, I have a question for you.
What you got, man?
I just got done a 14-day cruise. Could you do a 14-day cruise?
All depends.
Where'd you
on
get?
Who I'm with.
Yeah, well, okay.
Just, all depends
and
on
is
who
it free?
With.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it free? No, it's not free.
No, yeah, well, you know, but it's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. Like, I could eat and drink all day.
Well, yeah. Well,
I could do 14 days if I was with somebody I wanted to hang out with.
Where did you go? Was this like a Caribbean, European?
You went to Iceland. You went to a Belfast. And by the way, in Belfast, I have trouble with Belfast.
Why?
Okay, let me tell you why. Because I had to go shopping with my wife, and we're in the women's department, and there's two main T-shirts. The Titanic T-shirts and Dallas Cowboy T-shirts. It was horrible. Goodbye, Belfast.
Well, I mean, the two of those go together. Jim, we appreciate the phone call. Titanic and the Cowboys sinking at the same time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Should the Phillies extend Schwarber right now? I say yes. And do you like the Eagles playing the Cowboys week one? Like it or not?
No.
I don't like it. It's just – maybe it's our fault. Maybe we convinced ourselves we were getting a marquee matchup. And then
that's
didn't.
What it felt like.
Yeah.
Especially
well, they usually do
Detroit.
That.
Yeah, when Detroit was talking all that trash.
Look, I would have taken Detroit, the Rams, the Commanders, even the Bears felt like an interesting one because that's a team on the rise with a young quarterback and a new coach. The Cowboys, week one? Nah, I don't like it. 215-592-9494. Plus, some NFL news happened this weekend, And I wonder if the Eagles could take advantage of a team in desperate need of a position right now. 215-592-9494 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app at CUC. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets and with same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't get in on FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.